I thought the show was perfectly fine. But also, it's like, yeah, I saw the pilot episode, and I'm sure a lot happened in the subsequent four seasons. A lot of incident happened on a thematic level. I get it, though. It's in a version of heaven, and they talk about philosophical stuff. And it's smart. And the philosophical stuff is all sorts of things like, you know, the things that we've all been thinking about, these past centuries. What is good? What is bad? Death, man. Can it really be heaven if it lasts forever? Does death make life better? Can a bad person become a good person? Are good people actually bad people, et cetera, et cetera? You know, all those big philosophical questions.
So your take on the show, Will, is that it's fine. That's your take?
Yeah, it's fine. Middling, lukewarm approval from me. I thought that it's a show that was clever enough, was funny enough, and yeah, if it was on TV, I wouldn't avert my gaze. And I thought Ted Danson was amusing.
Okay.
Here's my review.
Okay, look. Well, I think there's a reason people wanted us to watch this, and I don't think it's because they wanted to hear that it was fine. Nonetheless, I'm gonna do my own version of what Will just did, and just say off the top that Michael Schur, who is the creator of this series, was also involved in The Office. He was, writer on that show, a show I genuinely like, at least for several seasons. Parks and Recreation, another show which he co-created with Greg Daniels, producer of The Office. You know, it's very pleasant. It's very funny. The politics become increasingly untenable for me as it wears on, and I couldn't get through the last few seasons. But very funny show, very well acted, very enjoyable.
So
Mr. Schur has done fine work. But watching the show The Good Place felt like being attached to an IV drip from which a liquefied form of 2016-era PMC liberalism was slowly injected into my bloodstream. So henceforth, I'm going to be doing the remainder of this episode, having watched seven installments, using exclusively turns of phrase like, so that's a thing, and responding to every single thing William says with a snarky, sarcastic riposte. Because, folks, I'm a snarky guy. Look, I hated it. I hated it. In the nomenclatura of The Good Place, I think it was a steaming pile of forking doo-doo, a forking dumpster fire of poopy cliches, a clusterfork of smug feel-goodism, if ever I've seen one. Holy mother forking short balls. I did not like it. And let me tell you, I was done by, I go into something like this, especially now, like the people listen to this show. There's tens of thousands of people who listen to this show. And now every time we do something like this, there's a twinge of like, okay, well, what if someone involved in it hears us trash it, right? And it hurts their feelings. Also, you know, I'm a writer. I want to be fair to people, you know? Writing's really hard. Writing drama is extremely hard. I've never done it. But my ability to sustain that, my capacity to sustain that thought vanished within, 15 minutes of starting the first episode of this show. It is wild to me that, as you've said already, Will, like the received wisdom on this, the critical consensus seems to be that it's like smart and philosophical. And I disagree. I think that its locus can be found in a sustained effort to make you, the viewer, feel that you are smart and philosophical and that you are a good person for liking it. I found an article from Vulture published in January of 2017. The Good Place's optimism is a salve for despair in the Trump era. Okay?
Oh, thank you. I love this kind of article.
All right.
Please.
So